In Belfast today, witnesses say pro-British loyalists threw a homemade bomb in the direction of some girls who were trying to enter a Roman Catholic elementary school. None of the girls was injured. Protestants have picketed the school since Monday. They say they'll keep harassing the students until Catholics stop attacking Protestant homes in the neighborhood of Ardoyne. Soldiers and police are now protecting the school children, some as young as four, as they try to make their way into the school. Reporter Marianne McGuire is at the school. What's the situation there today?
Well, the situation was very, very tense following riots overnight. And this morning, as the Catholic parents and children made their way through the Protestant neighborhood, they were attacked with stones and bricks. The Protestant demonstrators had thrown these stones over the police lines. Shortly after, the demonstrators threw a blast bomb, which is a compact charge of explosive, at the police lines, and it landed very, very close to where the children and parents were walking. Panic immediately set in. The children started screaming, parents panicking, a lot of the children started crying. The police then, in full riot gear, quickly ushered them, shouting to go quicker and make their way along. So it was a moment of panic, and this is clearly the worst development since the beginning of the week.
Has this bombing in the schoolyard led to any violence elsewhere in Belfast?
This violence surrounding this Catholic Holy Cross Primary School in North Belfast has led to violence essentially in Protestant areas in North Belfast. It seems to have spread to other areas. Last night, the rioting was more or less contained to the Ardoyne district. But it's clear that as the days go along and as tension rises around this issue, there is a clear risk that the violence will spread to other areas.
What's being done to defuse the situation?
There had been talks as school ended last year between Protestant residents and Catholic residents of Ardoyne to try and find compromise. The talks broke up with both sides blaming each other for bad faith and for not having done enough and not having genuinely committed themselves to the process. At the moment, the headmistress of the school is calling for dialogue, but really nothing much is being done. And that is the risk, that with no initiative ongoing at the moment and violence in the streets and the type of incident we saw with the bombing this morning, that things could only get worse.
So there's been violence in Ardoyne in the past?
There has been violence in Ardoyne in the past. Ardoyne is one of the most bitterly divided neighbourhoods of Belfast. It's essentially a patchwork of housing projects, both Catholic and Protestant side to side. It's also in this region, in North Belfast, that a third of the sectarian killings have taken place. So it's always been tense. But there hasn't been much violence for a few years, at least not violence of this intensity, and certainly not riots like we've seen in July and over the past few days in this area.
Reporter Marianne McGuire in Belfast.